This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The difference between knowing your triggers and understanding their origins. Self-awareness runs deeper than recognizing what sets you off. In short, self-awareness has two layers. And most people stop at the first one. Trigger awareness tells you what situations cause a strong reaction in you. Origin awareness tells you why those situations carry emotional weight in the first place. Knowing both is what separates someone who manages their reactions from someone who genuinely changes them. Definition: self-awareness triggers origins refers to the two-level process of emotional self-knowledge, first recognizing specific situations that provoke a strong reaction, then tracing those reactions back to the formative experiences, beliefs, or fears that gave them their power. When naming your trigger is not enough. I worked with a senior manager a few years back, a sharp and capable woman, who knew her triggers perfectly well. She could list them on a napkin. Criticism in public. Being left out of decisions. People who spoke over her in meetings. She had named them, tracked them, and built systems around them, and she still blew up in the wrong moments. The self-awareness was real. The understanding behind it was thin. There is a difference between recognizing the spark and understanding the dry ground that catches it so easily. Knowing your triggers helps you prepare for familiar situations. Understanding where those triggers came from helps you change the pattern itself. These two things feel related, and they are, but they are not the same work. Confusing them is exactly why so many well-intentioned people feel stuck. They have done the first kind of self-awareness and wonder why the second kind of change has not followed. Trigger awareness. What it is, and what it costs you without more. Trigger awareness is the ability to name the situations, words, tones, or dynamics that reliably produce a strong emotional reaction in you. You feel it in your chest before your brain catches up. Someone challenges your idea in front of a group, and your face changes. A colleague takes credit for your work, and something tightens behind your eyes. You receive feedback that is delivered poorly, and the defenses go up before you have processed a single word. This kind of self-awareness is genuinely useful. It lets you prepare. You can use frameworks like CORE to stay grounded during a tense workplace conversation precisely because you know in advance that certain conversations tend to activate you. That preparation is not trivial. It saves relationships, careers, and rooms. But trigger awareness alone keeps you in management mode. You are working around the reaction, not through it. The trigger remains loaded. Each time you encounter it, you need the same effort to hold yourself together. Nothing about the underlying pattern has shifted. You're carrying the same weight with better technique. Origin awareness, the layer underneath. Origin awareness is the second and deeper form of self-awareness. It asks not just what sets you off, but why that particular thing carries such emotional weight for you specifically. Here is the truth of it. Most strong emotional reactions are not really about the present moment. They are the present moment colliding with something older. The colleague who dismisses your idea in a meeting is not just being dismissive. For some people, that moment lands on top of a childhood experience of not being heard, a teacher who ignored their hand, a parent who talked over them at the dinner table. The reaction is not to the colleague. It is to everything that colleague represents. When you understand that, you change the conversation you're having inside your own head. Instead of why do I always overreact to feedback, the question becomes what does criticism mean to me? And where did that meaning come from? That is a different investigation entirely. It is slower. It asks more of you. But it is the work that actually moves the ground beneath your feet. Understanding origins also builds a different quality of compassion, not only for yourself, but for the people you work with. If you understand why you react the way you do, you become far more able to recognize that the person across from you is carrying their own history into the room. That recognition is one of the foundations of genuine connection. You can read more about how the amygdala hijack escalates workplace tension in high-pressure moments to see how the body gets ahead of the mind when old patterns activate. Side by side, how the two layers differ. Dimension: trigger awareness, origin awareness. Focus the present situation that activates a reaction, the past experience or belief that gave the reaction its power. Question: it answers what sets me off. Why does that set me off? Effort required observation and pattern recognition, reflection, honesty, sometimes difficult inquiry. Effect on behavior helps you manage and prepare, helps you change the underlying pattern. Speed of development relatively quick with attention slower, requires sustained self-reflection. Risk of stopping here you keep managing, but never resolving no risk. This layer completes the work. Practical tool pre-conversation preparation, pause techniques journaling, reflective questioning, sometimes coaching. Trigger awareness lies mostly in the present. You build it by watching yourself over time and noticing the patterns. Origin awareness lies in the past. You build it by following a reaction back to where it first formed and asking what it was protecting you from. The most important contrast in that table is this: trigger awareness reduces the damage of reaction. Origin awareness reduces the size of the reaction itself. Both matter. They are sequential, not competing. But they are genuinely different work, done at a different depth, on a different timeline. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where the two concepts genuinely overlap. It would be wrong to treat these as entirely separate operations. The honest truth is that they work together, and you usually need to spend time with the first before the second becomes accessible. You cannot examine the origin of a reaction you have not yet named. The woman I described at the start of this piece had done the first layer well, and that map of her triggers became the entry point for the deeper work. Each trigger she had named was a doorway. When she finally sat with one long enough to ask where it came from, she found something. She had not expected almost every trigger connected to a version of not being taken seriously. That recognition did not come from a list. It came from enough self-reflection to see the thread connecting the list. This is also why staying calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction is genuinely easier once you understand the origin of your defensiveness. The pause technique still works on its own, but it works with far less strain when you are no longer mystified by your own reaction. Three ways people confuse these two things. The mistake: believing that naming a trigger means you understand it, why it happens. Naming feels like progress, and it is, but it can create the illusion that the work is done. What to do instead? After naming a trigger, ask one more question. Where have I felt this before? That single step opens the origin layer. The mistake: assuming that understanding origins is only for therapy, not for professional life. Why it happens? There is a cultural resistance in many workplaces to anything that sounds psychological or personal. What to do instead? Reframe it. Understanding your origins is not vulnerability, it is precision. It makes you better at your work, your feedback, your leadership. Both confidence and competence in feedback delivery grow when you understand yourself more completely. The mistake: trying to skip trigger awareness and go straight to deep self-inquiry. Why it happens? People have heard that origin work is the real work and discount the surface layer. What to do instead? Honor the sequence. Trigger awareness is not shallow. It is the necessary first chapter. Without it, origin work has nothing to attach to. When each layer serves you best. Trigger awareness is what you need in real time. When you are walking into a difficult conversation, when you know a certain person tends to activate you, when the pressure is already building. In those moments, you do not have time for deep inquiry. You need to know your landscape well enough to navigate it. The recover method works precisely because it gives you a clear system to follow when a conversation has already gone wrong, and that system depends on you knowing your own reactions well enough to catch them in motion. Origin awareness is what you need between conversations. In the quieter moments, when you're reviewing how a difficult interaction went, when a pattern has repeated itself too many times to ignore, when you realize that you keep arriving at the same frustration through different doors. That is the moment to follow the reaction back, not to analyze yourself into paralysis, but to understand yourself clearly enough that the next cycle of that pattern has less grip on you. The practical question is not which one should I work on, but which layer does this moment call for? Knowing that distinction is itself a form of self-awareness that serves you well. How managers handle workplace tension better than others often comes down to this: they have invested in both layers, so they can draw on the right one. Frequently asked questions. What is self-awareness trigger's origins, and why does it matter? Self-awareness at the trigger's level means recognizing the situations that cause a strong reaction. Origin level self-awareness means understanding the past experiences that created those reactions. The second layer matters because it gives you the power to change your response, not just manage your behavior. What is the difference between knowing your triggers and understanding their origins? Knowing your triggers is surface-level self-awareness. You can name what sets you off. Understanding origins is deeper. You can explain why a particular situation carries emotional weight. One helps you prepare for difficult moments. The other helps you untangle the root of the pattern entirely. Can you have self-awareness without understanding your emotional triggers? You can have partial self-awareness without knowing your triggers, but at least significant blind spots. Most people who feel they lack self-control are actually struggling with unexamined triggers. Recognizing what activates a strong reaction is the first, necessary, step toward the deeper work of understanding why it does. How do self-awareness and emotional origins work together in the workplace? In the workplace, trigger recognition helps you pause before reacting to criticism, conflict, or pressure. Understanding origins helps you see why those moments feel threatening. Together they allow you to respond with clarity rather than defend yourself based on patterns that belong to a different time and place. How do you start building origin-level self-awareness? Start by noticing the intensity of your reaction relative to the situation. When your response feels larger than the moment warrants, that is usually a sign that something older is active. Ask yourself where you felt this way before. Not today, but years ago. That question opens the deeper layer. Is trigger awareness enough to improve emotional intelligence at work? Trigger awareness is a valuable and necessary starting point, but it is not enough on its own. Without understanding the origins of your reactions, you are managing symptoms rather than addressing the cause. Origin-level self-awareness is what allows your emotional responses to become genuinely proportionate over time. The work that does not end. Let me tell you something I learned the hard way. For years, I was proud of my trigger awareness. I had spent enough time with myself to know exactly what kinds of situations activated me, being dismissed, being held to a standard that was not applied to others, being spoken to as though I had not thought something through. I was good at naming it. I was good at pausing before responding. What I did not understand was that the pausing was costing me something. Every time I caught myself at the edge of a reaction, I was working. The work was real and the work was necessary. But origin-level self-awareness transforms that cost. When you genuinely understand why a particular kind of dismissal lands so hard, when you can trace it back to a specific kind of moment in your history, the charge in the wire decreases. You are no longer fighting yourself every time the situation arises. Self-awareness triggers origins are not a one-time project. They are a practice you return to as you change, as the world changes, as the stakes in your work rise. The reader who takes both layers seriously and builds the patience to move between them at the right moments will find that they argue less, listen more, and recover faster. That is not a small thing. That is the foundation of every conversation that matters. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.